It's On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, I'm Esther, and I'm talking about my new album, Archetypes.
So we're talking about Archetypes, and I know this is a concept album. Do you want to explain what that concept is?
It's based on the idea of archetypes being kind of like shared patterns in human experience that manifest differently based on, like, you know, who you are, your life, your lifetime, what's happened. And it's a concept that was coined by Carl Jung, who was a psychologist in like the 1800s from Austria. And he had some interesting ideas. Some of them, like, in essence, were cool, but I actually got into reading post-Jungian literature because he also, like, was problematic in terms of racism and all that kind of stuff. So I got into this Jungian psychologist called Fanny Brewster, who's African-American, and she applies, like, some of his really cool concepts and archetypes into, like, a more, like, relevant, less kind of, like, small-minded way. It became really apparent to me because I read like five of Jung's books, and just some of the stuff that came up made me deeply uncomfortable. So it was really like really important in that process that I found someone who's like me, who kind of could apply his cool ideas but then like completely discard the really dumb ones.
It's also probably quite interesting to see like how much time has changed.
Back
then it was like so normal, but
I think it's important that when we look at things from the past that have good and bad elements, that we can evolve them.
That's a really good point. So the first track that we're talking about is Into the Belly of Capricorn. Mm-hmm. And tell me a bit about that one.
So the idea behind Into the Belly of Capricorn is the child archetype. So having that inner child and then losing touch with that as you grow older and as you become an adult, you often find yourself layered up with kind of exterior things in order to, I suppose, cope with life. Into the Belly of Capricorn is almost like finding that, like that child coming to visit you as like some kind of like weird astral being. And like taking you on a journey into the stars.
Still in the nature, angels fall. You are the breath with which I call. Empty-handed, unafraid. You came back to stake your claim.
Into the Belly of Capricorn,
the wind under us.
So Pelican is quite story-based. I was interested in the archetype of sacrifice for this one, and in particular the sacrifice of the mother. And pelicans, since dating back to ancient Egyptian culture, have been the emblem for mother sacrifice. Like, there's all these crazy images of pelicans stabbing themselves in the heart with their own beak to feed their young. And it carried on to, like, kind of like early Christian iconography as well. And so it was so random, like, I wanted to write the song, and then I just googled pelicans. Well, I can't remember how it happened, but I don't know how. It was just a very weird kind of like coincidence that I found that out. So I wrote the song about two young boys who go on a fishing trip just out in a boat on a river, and they get swept out to tide and they drown. And their mother goes searching for them and can't find them, so she casts a spell and turns herself into a pelican and flies into the sky to search for her sons. And she finds them and they're dead on the shore. And so she goes to them and dabs herself in the heart with her beak and revives them.
They smelled the dinner fry. They smelled the dinner fry. They took their fishing beads down to the river. Prickles through their shoes. Prickles through their shoes. But they always went the same way together. Brother, let's go sail. Brother, let's go sail. Mama will give us rewards when we get back to shore. Pelican mother makes a trade.
my reason for writing Pomegranate was that I have a friend who went on this kind of spiritual journey that left me feeling quite disconnected to them, and quite a few people around them disconnected to them, because it became, kind of just like they were living on another planet almost. Pomegranate, I suppose, is about that tendency in people to kind of search for spiritual meaning, but in that situation sometimes lose themselves or lose the connection they have to those around them. And it's kind of me lamenting that that loss with my friend. And yeah, the pomegranate is also super symbolic, because it's, you know, the thing that brings an ancient Greek myth, it's the fruit that brings Persephone back into the underworld.
Starlight runs from its own day. Waged a war against disappearance. I knew the signs of a star that was in decay.
Thank you.
Next track is Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, so this song was inspired by this painting that is kind of kinky. And it's like an older Red Riding Hood, so she's not a girl, just to specify this. And she's like hooking up with the wolf as opposed to like getting eaten by him. And it's actually just, I just love that because I was like, it's kind of just, to me, it just looked like a painting that represented a woman feeding her own sexual instinct, pretty much. And so the Red Riding Hood is like a different version of Red Riding Hood, where her and the wolf get it on. I'm trying to like make this, I don't know, it's like, it's so weird. It's kind of weird, but I don't know, makes me sound like I'm into weird stuff as well, which I'm not. And then the huntsman kills the wolf, which is actually really sad. And it's kind of, I don't know, for me it's more like the wolf isn't necessarily an actual like entity. It's more like a metaphor for like female sexuality and that kind of like unbridled freedom that it can have that I feel like has been stifled and that we're having to work back towards finding.
Through the forest where sunshine's pale and leaves rot underfoot, a trail she wandered. The smell of fur, a shadow breathe, she turned to see that hunted beast revealed. His eyes were alpine, gaze remote, she clutched the threshold of her throat. Perhaps you came to eat me dead, but there's one thing that I wish instead. The hood, the stick out, and a blood red blazer. Kissed a wolf who yelled for us. She shook Brecken. Perhaps you thought he'd even be dead, but there's one thing that I wish instead.
So Won't Shy Away is almost like a ballad. So I wrote this track just on piano and focused quite a lot on the melody. And it's kind of about not being scared of your own presence, you know, like not needing like other people around you to buffer you from yourself and coming to terms with that. So the song is about not shying away from my own company.
Send me your books to make a body heavier than any man. A body stained black ink and coffee, words don't warm me. You stole away the dawn to avoid the early cue. Left me in the void of solitude. But now I understand how it is, yes. I welcome this more to keep my own company, yeah. Won't shy away, I 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 won't shy away, yeah, yeah. Clouds of grey of abalone take over the sky. All the pillage enters through the gates in my head. Tell me how when you're around it feels split into two. Will ever be left hiding out of view. But now I understand how it is, yes. I welcome this moment. Against the fading light, deafening chaos in my heart turns to silence. There's a veiled truth that I can no longer ignore. It's not just you that I've been waiting for.
That was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.